Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
This show is the answer. Unfortunately, no one's figured out the question yet. Hold it. Stop the music, please. Before we start this cartoon, I have to explain something. Take it up, please. This episode is about John's niece, Shannon. This is Shannon. We have a slight problem here since Shannon doesn't speak English. She speaks Valley. Observe.
Like, for sure. Like, I mean, this is, like, so totally awesome. It's, like, Grody to the max.
See the problem? Joining us is the noted professor of obscure adolescent languages, Dr. E. Daryl Moonunit. Dr. Moonunit, would you interpret, please?
Yes, yes. The young lady just said, this is amazing and yet disgusting.
For sure, dude.
The young lady just said, certainly, sir.
Dr. Moonunit will be appearing throughout this cartoon to translate Shannon's lines for us all. Title card, please. Be quiet, trusted assistant. We don't want them to hear us. Quiet. Do you want to give us away? Then don't say anything. Here, hold this. Now, we must zero in on our quarry. No signs of intelligent life there. Or there. And certainly not there. Wait a minute.
Oh! Okay, Shannon, that's...
Like, no way, like, no way. No.
Who is that teenage girl, and what is she doing here? That's John's niece. Her parents left her here for the day?
The mall is only a few blocks away, but I don't think it'd be a good idea for you to go there, Shannon.
But I am, like, so totally icicle here, Uncle John. Totally.
Yes, the young lady said that her life at John's abode is quite uninteresting.
Your folks will be back for you tonight. You want to watch me draw cartoons until they get here?
Like, no way! I mean, gag me with a spoon! Like, this is so totally grody, I could, like, toss my macaroons.
I do not. The very suggestion makes me nauseous.
I'm sorry, Shannon, but I have to work, and you can't go to the mall. I'll put you in the den, and you can watch TV in there.
Come, True Blue Sidekick. Let us keep our eyes peeled for traces of marinara as we stalk the wild spaghetti.
The dude, like, wants me to zone out on the tube, but, like, the only thing on are infomercials and yogurt makers? Like, how totally gross!
The gentleman expects me to watch television, but the only programming is boring and disgusting.
I'll bet, like, the mall is, like, this way!
I would wager that the shopping center is in a northwesterly direction.
Shannon!
The service here is really going downhill.
Relax, guys. I'm not serving dinner until I find Shannon.
Trusted assistant!
Me?
Yes, you. We have a mission. We must go in search of the last Valley Girl. Come, trusted assistant. Make sure you bring the supplies. Meatloaf sandwich. The trail has grown cold and ancient, I'm afraid. To say nothing of this meatloaf. I don't know where to look for her. You do? Since when do you have ideas? Hey, wait for me. I'm the explorer here. Yes, the traditional lair of the Valley Girl. The mall. And just in time, we're out of sand supplies. Careful, faithful companion. We are nearing dangerous, uncharted territory. Be ever alert, especially for the warning sound that signals a stampede of wild, crazed beasts.
Attention, shoppers. The Blue Line sale is now on in Ferguson's Shoe Store.
That's the warning sound. Here comes the stampede. Oh, faithful companion, I sense that a dangerous animal lurks close by.
Hey, no animals allowed in here.
It looks like that deadliest of species, Securitas guardius.
Hey, you come back here.
Like, far out and awesome, dudes.
The young lady says this event resembles one that strains credibility, gentlemen.
Hurry, assistant. We have to outrun them. And we're doing it. We're too fast for them. We're miles ahead of them. We've left them far behind. We can stop and rest. Oh, no.
Okay.
Like in a memento, dude.
The young lady says, at one moment, sir.
This is totally tubular. Like gag my vibes with an awesome tuna fish.
Your guess is as good as mine, folks.
Okay, let's go.
Like, wait, those are like my uncle's pets, you know?
Then I can give you a ticket for bringing them into the mall.
A ticket? Like, no way.
Like, way.
No way.
Way.
No way.
Way.
No way.
Way.
We have to get out of this trap, faithful companion. Hold tight.
No way.
Way.
Well, it seems like we have another blue light spindle over by the escalator.
I lost all track of time. Uncle John is like gonna go totally freak city on me.
Don't bother, Professor. Even I know what that means.
I should be mad at you wandering away like that, Shannon. But since you promised not to do it again.
Tuna casserole? We go through all that and John serves tuna casserole?
What's wrong, folks?
Grody to the max.
Gag us with a spoon, dude.
You're going to eat it.
No, no way.
Way.
No, no way.
Way.
No, no way.
Way.
No, no way. Way.
Join us next week as Garfield and his loyal companion go in search of real food.
Postman was late today, Roy.
So I see. Well, I'm here for my fan mail. Stand back, or you might get buried under a veritable avalanche of letters from my adoring public. Oh, here it comes. Well, at least I got one letter from some devoted Roy fan. Dear Roy, since you don't seem to have much to do in the show lately, can you get me autographs of Wade Orson Booker, Sheldon Poe? Another letter from Mom.
I hope this book is worth $97.
$97? For a book? What's it about?
How to not get ripped off when buying mail order.
Hey, look at this package. It's addressed to Bo.
Yeah, and it looks like it has air holes in it. Like something inside is alive.
Alive? That's ridiculous.
There couldn't be anything alive inside that box, guys.
Orson is right. There couldn't be anything alive in that...
package. Not a chance. Chance that there's anything alive in that box. No, sir. No. Orson?
Yes?
Tell me again why there couldn't be anything alive in that package.
Well, let's open it up and see who or what it is.
Oh, I hope it's not a what.
Hold it, Roy. It's addressed to Bo.
So?
Orson's right. It's not right to open someone else's mail.
But Bo won't be back until late tonight.
Well, then I'll just hold on to this, and he can open it when he gets home.
Hey, what do you suppose is in there?
Maybe it's a monster.
In a box?
Maybe it's a mail order monster.
Well, I'm not the least bit curious.
Neither am I. And neither am I.
And I certainly haven't the slightest ounce of curiosity as to what could be inside the box addressed to Bo Sheep. Not one bit.
Let's take a look. Come on.
Yeah, boy, maybe it's a dog. Hey, I thought it's a turtle.
Let me see.
Time out. Bo will open his package when he returns. End of discussion.
I don't really care what's in it.
Neither do we.
I could not care less if I tried very hard not to care. Oh, what's in there?
I can't wait up for Bo. He'll have to get his package in the morning. Those guys, wondering what's in it. I sure am glad I'm not curious. Maybe it is a monkey or a squirrel or... Oh, listen to me. I'm getting to be as bad as the rest of them. Maybe a gerbil or a hamster.
Maybe it's a baby wolf creature.
Or a giant monster robot.
A giant monster robot? In a box this big?
Or maybe it's a small giant monster robot.
Maybe it's an octopus creature with long tentacles that will reach out of the box and grab us all and pull us down into the box where we'll never be seen again.
Oh, kind of crowded in there.
That's what's in the box, Sheldon.
I know it. A horrible, slimy, yucky, repulsive octopus creature that will get us all.
We're doomed.
It's from outer space. I know it is. It's the advanced scout from the planet Clarion. It's here to eat the Earth. And as it eats the Earth, the nourishment will make it bigger and bigger, and it'll eat bigger things. Roads and mountains and trucks and donut shops. And pretty soon, nothing will be able to stop it. Pretty soon, it'll have the city in its grasp, and people will be asking, oh, why didn't we stop it when it was just a box addressed to Bo? And then, once it's conquered us, it will descend on us, and we gotta stop it!
It's got a monster in it. I know it. An awful green duck-scaring robot monster. Or maybe it's a big ape. A giant gorilla. Or an abominable snowman. Yeah, it could be. An abominable snowman. Or worse, two abominable snowmen. No, just one. Or a giant dinosaur. A brontosaurus. No, a tyrannosaurus. They're scarier. Or a Dracula-type guy with bat wings. Or maybe a giant spider. What am I saying? It couldn't be a giant spider. It's a gorilla. No, I did that right. Maybe it's a mummy or a vicious bear or an insurance salesman or a space rhino or a... It doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is. I'm afraid of it. We gotta open that box and find out for sure which monster it is. Oh, gee.
We have to get that thing in the box before it gets us. Oh, gee.
Orson says that we can't open Bo's package.
But this is an emergency.
Well, open the box. Stop it,
all of you.
Please, Orson, can't we open the...
No, it's addressed to Bo, and you can't open Bo's mail.
Can I, open it, man?
No, Bo, this is Bo's package, and you can't open it, Bo. Only Bo... Open your package, Bo.
It's like a kitten, man.
Not just any kitten, but the cutest kitten in the whole wide world.
What are you doing in that box?
Garfield Cat stuck me in this box. He was going to mail me to Abu Dhabi, but he didn't have enough stamps.
Oh, so he, sent you here?
Yes! And now, you lucky folks, you get to have me around!
What do you do?
I just act cute! I lie on my back and make you rub my belly, or I chase my tail in a circle, or I swat at a fly, and since I'm so cute, you all wait on me because cute kittens never do any work. What do you say?
One moment. I do have one idea. Nermal, we've made a decision.
Yeah, we've decided on the perfect place for you.
Really? What is it?
Return to sender. P.S. We'd rather have the monster. That's the 8th time this month. Some things you just can't give away.
Where am I? Is this Garfield's house again? Have I been sent back again? Doesn't anyone appreciate cute anymore?
Smell pie. Definite pie. I must have some of it. Better still, I must have all of it. Yes, it is pie. Real, live, in person, accept no substitutes pie. Pie. Glorious pie. Oh, it's too high up. What can I stand on to reach it? A bulldog, perfect. How considerate of these people to provide a bulldog for me to stand on so I can get this glorious, wonderful, delicious bulldog? And now, ladies and gentlemen, my impression of a roadrunner. Beep, beep. Well, am I going to let one angry bulldog keep me from the wonders and delights of fresh pie? Sure looks that way.
One moment, fellow feline. What do you think you're doing?
I don't think. I know. I'm giving up.
Giving up? I hate to see such a thing. My card.
The feline philosopher, motivational speaker?
That's right. If you allow me, I shall motivate you, inspire you to go forth and move mountains.
What have I got to lose? Okay, lay a little motivation on me, fella.
Excellent. Music, please. Hey there, kitty cat. You say you dug your claws into your owner's new mattress and you find out it's a waterbed? Spritzo. And someone keeps building sandcastles in your litter box? And you went to kick a puppy off the table and it turned out to be a cast-iron statue of Rin-Tin Tin? And your master just got a deal on a canned cat food made up out of soybean hearts and duck feet. And that nearsighted pit bull down the block keeps telling you you're awful cute when you're angry. And they just put a tax on hairballs. Is that what's putting the owl in meow today, Fluffy?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk on the hot tin roof. Your way to a new tomorrow. You'll show the world. You'll tell them where to get off. You'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up. That wind-up mouse.
You're right. I'll show that mutt.
I am so proud.
I'm gonna get that pie. If I can't go under the dog, I'll go over him. Pie, here I come. Maybe it's apple pie, or lemon meringue, or boysenberry, or custard. Maybe I'm doomed, or finished, or faced with certain demise, or history. Look, it's Elvis.
Ow! Ow! Hey! Ow! Hey!
You cannot admit defeat now.
Oh, yes, I can. I'm getting lots of practice.
What you need is more inspiration.
No, I need more bandages. Inspiration I can do without.
Hey there, Bunky. You say Nermal the kitten is staying with you till Christmas and it's only March the 3rd. And that nearsighted pit bull just won't leave you alone. Now he wants your paw print. And you just got cable TV with 73 channels and they're all showing an infomercial for a home raisin peeler. And the police just arrested your teddy bear for bank robbery. They say he was positively identified by a Raggedy Ann doll. And you accidentally ate a platter of dog food, and now your tongue's getting longer, and your IQ is going down, and your purr is beginning to sound like a bark. And the government just announced a severe shortage of lasagna. Is that what's rubbing your fur the wrong way, Sylvester?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Keep your chin up, all three of them, and you show the world. You show them all. Remember, people who live in glass houses get embarrassed a lot.
No, I won't give up. I will succeed. I will triumph.
That's the spirit.
And I know just how to get that pie.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go of me!
Not in there! Please!
See? You can accomplish anything if you're properly motivated. Now there's nothing that can keep me from that pie. Wonderful pie. It's mine. All mine. And I'm gonna get it right now. Hey, whose house is this?
Hey, cat! They let me back on the show!
Binky, I thought we traded him to Hanna-Barbera for two funny dogs and a duck to be named later.
And I have lots of lost time to make up!
Help! Help!
I don't know, maybe I'm just not cut out to be a motivational speaker. What happened to you?
I got hit with all the pies Binky had saved up since his last appearance. Mind if I sit?
You say a mad clown covered you with lemon meringue?
Yeah.
And a furious bulldog is stalking the city looking for you?
Probably.
Is that what's got you down, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with that dignity and stick to it, and you show the world! You'll show them where to get off! You'll